So we shall begin.
Well, where are we beginning?
We are beginning at seven lines down on Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, give or take 14 lines. The word is Tanya, and it starts off with a Brisa. And we had a Brisa before that had mentioned all of these things that Rabbi Eliezer felt happened on Tishrei, and Rabbi Yeshua felt happened on Nisan, and with some things they overlapped, meaning they agreed, and some things they did not. Our Gemara is now going to discuss in detail the different machloksim that came up in the previous Brisa. So if you didn't know the previous Brisa, it's okay, because the Gemara will summarize in each instance each different machlokis that applies between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara like this, Tanya. We have a Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Minayin Shet B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. How do we know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Vayomer Lokim, Hashem said, Tadshei Ha'aretz Desha, let the land sprout forth herbs. Esav Mazriya Zera, grass that produces seed. Eitz Peri, a tree that has fruit, meaning a tree that is full of fruit. And Eitz Peri is a tree that is full of fruit. So that's the pasuk. Now says the Gemara, Ezu Chodesh Sheha'aretz, it should be Malaya. Sheha'aretz Malaya Deshaim, V'ilan Malay Peros. What, during what Chodesh, during what month do we have it, where the land is full of herbs and the tree is full of fruit? Haviyomer is at Tishrei. That's Tishrei. So the pasuk, which is in Maisa Bereishis, it's the very beginning of time, is referencing Tishrei. V'oso Aperek, and I'll prove it to you further. These psukim are referencing Tishrei. The also a perig zman revia haisa. That was a time of rain, where rain was required because the world was just created, and therefore rain is required in order to further the reproductive process among the trees and herbs and whatnot. The yardu gushamim v'tzimchu, and in fact the gushamim came down and they sprouted forth. Shenamar, as it says, ve'ed yalim in aretz, that there was a cloud that went up on the land. So we see that this whole inyan of Maisa Bereishis was happening at a time when Geshamim, rain was necessary, which is Tishrei time, and the pasuk also says that it was it produced a full fledged tree of fruit. Now, a full fledged tree of fruit happens specifically on Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, "Minayin shebe Nisan nivra ha'olam." How do we know that the world was created in Nisan, not in Tishrei? Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, and this is also coming from Maisa Bereishis, "Va'totzei ha'aretz deshe." The first pasuk that we had brought before was where Hashem commanded the trees to produce. Here is where it actually produced. Vatotzei ha'aretz desha, the land brought forth herbs. Esav mazriya zera, grass that begot zera. Ve'etz ose pri, and it was a tree that would make fruit. Not a tree full of fruit, but a tree that would make fruit. So says, what? And Echanami, that's the Medrash that Rashi brings down in Bereishis, that it was punished because it didn't do what it was commanded to do. But at any rate, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't...
The tree was punished because it...
Yes, 39 lashes. No, it was punished.
No, it...
I mean, however we understand that.
Trees of fruit versus producing fruit?
Yeah, a tree of fruit meaning it's a tree that is full of fruit already. Eitz Osepri is a tree that will make fruit. That ultimately produces fruit, but it's not full of fruit now. Hashem wanted it that the tree that was going to be that it was going to get grow from the ground should be already fruitful.
Are we talking about the Eitz Hadas?
No, we're talking about all the trees in the garden. The garden, the garden that they call the Garden of Eden.
All the trees in the garden were supposed to be full of fruit.
Correct,
but at Tishrei were not full of fruit?
They were not full of fruit.
At Tishrei, they still had to produce fruit?
This, according to Rabbi Yeshua, this pasuk is referencing... That medrash that he brought down is actually not going according to our Gemara. That's a different medrash. It's a side point. Rabbi Yeshua is saying that based on the pasuk that the land begot a tree that would produce fruit, means that the tree had not had fruit on it now, which means that's Nisan. Nisan is when the trees grow but don't have the fruit on it. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's proof that when the Maisa Bereishis happened, it happened in Nisan, where the trees were there but they had not yet produced fruit. Now, the whole point about being don't worry about that, because that's a different medrash and it's really not nogeya. It's really not nogeya because it's actually Soser, the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, so it's not.
That's like an extra proof. It's not necessary. The first proof is enough, right?
Yeah, the first proof is enough.
Yeah, well, if this is
it's not. Yeah, it's just a secondary point. It's like a.
So you need rain. We always need rain. Whether it's fruit on it or not, we always need rain.
Yeah, but specifically.
Yeah, but Hashem created Gan Eden. Okay. Everything was
specifically in Nisan, but in Tishrei, where we're reproducing now fruit. The fruit was grown. Now we need to reproduce fruit. So that's the time of rain. Right? Tishrei is the time of Zman Revi, as we'll learn in Tainus. There are different times of rain. So right, exactly. Mashav Ruach Merda Geshem, exactly. So very good. So that's the time period that we're encroaching upon now.
What I'm saying is, at creation, Hashem, in other words, Gan Eden was a completed product at creation.
Yes.
When man was created, Gan Eden was a finished product.
Yeah, we're going to see the Gemara that says that it was a completed product. That's true. But
isn't Rabbi Yeshua celebrated Rosh Hashanah in
Nisan? Who?
Rabbi Yeshua. Isn't it right?
Rabbi Yeshua is trying to say Nisan, yeah.
So
and he says,
to him, he celebrated Rosh Hashanah in Nisan?
I mean, oh no! Rosh Hashanah is in. He agrees that that's Rosh Hashanah Lishanim, for our purposes is Tishrei.
Right, okay.
That's a different Rosh Hashanah. He is talking about yeah. He's just saying when was the world created, but he'll agree that the Rosh Hashanah Lishanim is still going to be Tishrei, even if he holds it's Nisan.
This thing about tree producing fruit, though, has nothing to do with light. Like, I know isn't there an idea of a tree where the bark tastes like the fruit? And wasn't that the Eitz HaDa'as?
Yes. Tam Eitz HaPir Yoshav. Well, that's the Tam Eitz HaPir Yoshav. That's with an esrog, no? Ah, no, there's a Rashi in Bereishis about this, where the bark tasted like the fruit, right?
Eitz Pri
Osapri, where the Eitz is a Pri. Right, Osapri. Yeah, the tree not only creates Yeshikaya. That's a Rashi in
but Bereishis. That's not what this Bryce.
That's
says.
Not what this Bryce is saying. Okay. Exactly.
That's what I said.
There are many chiluke deos in these Gemaras that we're going to learn, as we will see on the bottom. There is a big machlekes. But anyway, going with Rabbi Yeshua again, the land brought forth a tree that would produce fruit, but not a tree full of fruit. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ezu chodesh haaretz." Motzia Deshaim should be Motzia. What is the month in which the Aretz brings forth Deshaim? V'ilan Motzi Peros, and the tree will bring forth fruit, but it doesn't yet have it. Haviomer Zan Nisan, that's Nisan. Nisan is when it sprouts forth, when it starts to grow out of the ground, but it hasn't yet fully, right, exactly, where it hasn't fully finished. V'oso Aperek, and that time period is Man Behema V'chaya V'ov Shem Izdavgim Zeitzel Zeh. That's a time period when it was necessary for the behemos, chayos, and ophos to cohabitate. And we see a pasuk that corroborates this point also. Shenemar lav shukarim hatzon, ve'amakim yavsu yavtu, right? Yisro af yashu. We had this pasuk before about referencing how the tzon become impregnated during this time. This is a reference to Nisan. So we see that if you want to say what? Another extra proof, exactly. It's just saying that if you learn, like Rabbi Yeshua, that the world was created in Nisan, all this cohabitation between the animals is logical. It makes sense. The world needs now that the world is created, the world now needs proliferation, pruervu. So therefore, it makes sense to say that this is when the world was created, during a time of lov shukar matzon, when the sheep become impregnated. Okay, which is Nisan. Ay, v'idach nami haksiv eitz osapri. So now, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with this? Because Rabbi Yeshua is making a good point. It was an eitz osapri. It wasn't an eighth pri. It was an oseh pri. So it only had the ability to eventually grow the fruit, but it hadn't yet fully produced the fruit. So what does Rabbi Eliezer, who says Tishrei, do with this pasuk? See, he says, no, the pasuk is not telling you what actually happened. It's ahu levrach ledoros udechsev. The pasuk is telling you a bracha ledoros, meaning that when the pasuk says, batotze aretz deshe, esem azriya zera ve'etz oseh pri, it's actually the Torah was telling you that the tree was blessed with the fact that it was not only producing now, but it was also producing in the future. It would continue to produce lidoros, many generations. Okay. V'idach nami. Now what does the other guy do? Now what does Rabbi Hoshua, who learned the second pasuk, what does he do with the first pasuk that says Eitz Peri? It was a full-fledged tree, meaning it was a full-fledged tree of fruit. What does he do with this? He's got to learn something about this. So the Gemara says, Haksiv, V'idach nami haksiv Eitz Peri. So ha-hu k'di Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He learns this this pasuk as a drasha by Rabbi Shua ben Levi. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Kol ma'isa bereishis, nivru'u lekomasan, nivru'u ledaitan, nivru'u letzivyonam, nivru'u. All of the creations of the 6 days were created in their full stature, meaning they were created fully grown. It wasn't that Hashem produced the world and then planted a seed and eventually the tree grew. That He created man as a little baby and Adam grew up from the baby state. Actually, it was created, Adam and the trees and all the creatures were created b'komasan in their full form. Ladaita nivru, they were also created with their knowledge, meaning they were asked, do you want to be created? And they said, yeah, sure, create us.
There's a Russian that says the grass didn't sprout until it was dominating the place. The grass didn't sprout until Adam, maybe even Adam Chava dominated. Maybe
yes,
was Adam.
That is true.
But I guess that's not a spirit, but the grass was created, it was just underneath the ground.
Correct, it was underneath the ground. In fact, I think the Rashi over there says that it was above the surface of the ground. It was just that the tefillos were needed to actually bring them out. But they were definitely created. And the Sivyonim Nivru, they were created in their with their individual characteristics. That each animal and creature was able to choose how it wanted to be created. That's how Rashi understands the Sivyonim. Rashi Atosis understands Sivyonim is Lashon Yofi, that in their beauty they were created with full fledged beauty. So they were created in full stature. They were created with their das, with their agreement, and they were created with their own particular specific specifications. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, this is a drasha. Vayichulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'chol tzivaam. The shamayim and aretz were completed, and all of their tzeva al tikri tzivaam ela tzivyonam. Right, they were created with their specific characteristics, meaning they chose how they wanted to be created. As a small ha'ara, a little bit of a kasha, not a huge kasha, but the brisa really, or this drasha from Rabbi Shua ben Levi should say, kol ma'isa bereishis bedaitam nivru'u, betzivyonam nivru'u, and then b'komasam. Meaning first they have to be asked, do you want to be created? Then they choose how they want to be created, and then they're created in their full state. So the chronology should be first ledaitam, then tzivyonam, then komasam. Why does Rabbi Yeshua and Levi say bekomasam first? So I don't have an answer. I can suggest.
I don't know what's going on in terms of these. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going back and forth with these creations to be getting their permission. I have no. This is like.
This is
what's going on.
Okay,
this is
fine.
Rush,
so if you're
right?
Not a Kabbalist like me, then right. It's hard for you to understand.
Right, of course.
I'm in
this
the Nigla and in the Nistar.
Right?
What? Yeah, this is all drash. This is all drash. This is all drash. It's very hard to understand exactly. And besides which, how do you ask something that hasn't been created whether you want to be created?
Right. Yeah.
Does a tree have a neshama?
Right. So there are mazalos. The people explain. The Bali Nistar explain that there are mazalos. There are angels or however you want to understand mazalos that each creature has, and that the mazal was asked, do you want to be created? And they said, yeah, sure, do it this way.
All right.
Anyway, again, if you're not in the Kabbalah state like I am, then it's hard for you to understand.
You realize I lived a mile from the Kabbalah Center.
You lived a mile, right,
so
exactly.
What you're saying...
You can ask Madonna how all this works.
Right,
yeah.
What you're saying is that each being and each inanimate, like trees, grass, whatever,
yeah,
had a malach of its own.
Yeah, sort of a malach, yeah.
I mean, you can't...
That's what it sounds like.
Asking something that hasn't been created yet,
right? Yeah.
Okay. Versus asking a malach that Hashem has already created.
Yeah.
With, you know, and classifying each thing with its own malach.
Yeah.
Okay. That's more understandable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What? Okay, everybody is referred to Moshe Burt Sefer on Kabbalah. For those who want that further explanation.
Stephen Aparish of the Arizal.
Okay, fine.
Reese Hoskins.
Going Viter. Yes, going Viter. What?
This thing about...
Sivyon doesn't mean will. Sivyon means will.
We have two or three questions.
Means what?
Sivyon, in Hebrew, the thing about Hebrew means going to their characteristics, not going to their will.
Correct. Sivyon, according to their characteristics. That's how Rashi learns it. That's how people learn Rashi. According to their characteristics. They chose how they want their characteristics to be. Their specifications.
Their internal characters, not choice. The choice is a new, is just a, Sivyon doesn't mean choice.
Okay, look at Rashi, it says, it's Sivyon and Betam Echad Ve'echad U'Betfus Kol Echad. Okay, it's their...
They choose their characteristics.
Yeah. Okay, Torah Tosfos learns again, Sivyonim as Alush and Yofi. Okay, that's all I can say about that.
So this thing about Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, that he says, all two beats of Am Elot Sivyonam.
Yeah.
So according to him, why does the pasuk actually say Tzva'am?
Because there, in every pasuk there is pshat, Remez, drash, and so. There's pshat, which is the simple interpretation, there's the hint. Right, it gives you a hint to something else. There's a drash, which is further exposition, and then there's a sod, which is the Kabbalah. So, the pasuk pshat is tzva'am, their legions, meaning all of their.
I don't really know what's a legion. Anyway?
All of their.
Army.
Yeah, it's an army, but it really means like its branches, meaning all of its branches.
Hashamayim
va'aretz v'chotzva'am, all of their branches, meaning all of their extensions. That's Tzva'am. But you can learn B'derech Drash. You can learn Tzva'am as Tzivyonam. Why do you learn it that way? Because the Torah could have said many different words for instead of Tzva'am. It chose Tzva'am to teach you A, the Pashup Shat, which is the legions, meaning the extensions of the Shamayim Ba'aretz, as well as the Drasha of Tzivyonam.
Well, okay.
No,
David,
I just blew him away.
David,
I just blew somebody away. It's the first time.
Take this concept of Malachim representing each type of living thing, each type of, whether it's an animal, whether it's grass, a tree, apples, grapes, oranges.
Okay.
Why not?
We extend that maybe to man.
Yes.
What do you mean that man shows how he wanted to be created?
That the malach for man
could be.
It says it.
Sure.
On Friday night. No, on Friday night. It says
roll the dice. Yes.
No.
Let's go with
Friday night.
I don't know, guys. This is above my pay grade here, buddy.
Malacha.
I don't know. I'm gonna need some extra money if you want me to figure this stuff out. I'm gonna say yes.
Shul Malacha. We have that Friday night.
Malachi Asharis.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know about you, but I welcome these guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Bring me the liquor and the wine, everything.
All right. Fine. Very good. Fine.
Where are we holding?
We're holding at right smack in the middle of the page over Yeliezer Oimer. And this is another topic, okay? I mean, within the same creations and whatnot, we're Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. You see it?
Yeah.
Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Minayin Shebetishrei Noldu Avos. How do we know that in Tishrei, the Avos were created? So he brings a four-pronged proof. Shenemar, he's going to bring...
Two of them were created.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Everybody holds that Yitzchak was in Nisan.
Everybody holds Yitzchak was in Nisan.
And Mamash on Pesach.
And who?
And Mamash on Pesach, not just...
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
says it's Pesach?
Everybody says that he was born on
Rashi
Pesach.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, and before Rashi said it, the Gemara said it.
Yes.
That's if it. I recall correctly.
You do.
If I recall correctly, some it says that when the three, you know, when Avram is sitting there in pain and he's looking for guests and, you know, the Malachim come.
Yes.
He's got Sarah baking matzah.
Okay. We're going to get to that. It's a very good point. We're going to get to that. Gemara is going to bring that down, and that's a machlokes in the Midrashim. A machlokes between our Gemara and Tosfos brings the Midrash.
Based on that, how do you figure that Yitzhak was born on
we're going to get there. Yes, according to Tosis, that's exactly how we know. According to the Gemara, not so clear. We're going to see it.
No, it was a year. I thought it was a year. In a year's time, we will come back.
You're right.
The pregnancy was 9 months.
All right, it's going to be Shavuos.
She didn't immediately.
We're going to pull a Shavuos right here, I think.
Cool. And the matzah didn't have yeast.
The matzah didn't.
Everyone
have...
ate matzah all the time.
All right. We gotta get back to this tomorrow. We're in. Okay, very good. No yeast. All right. Where on earth are we? Rabbi Eliezer Iver, Midayun Shabbat Tishrei Doldu Avos. How do we know that the Avos were born on Tishrei, meaning Avraham and Yaakov? Shenemar says in the pasuk, Vayikalu El Melech Shlomo. All the Jews gathered around Melech Shlomo, Kol Ish Yisrael, Bayerech HaEsanim, in the month of the Esanim, which we'll see means strong, the month of the strong ones, Bachag, on Sukkis. What does it mean, Bayerech HaEsanim? Yerech Shenoldu Bo Esanei Olam, it's the month in which the strongholds of the world were created. My mashma, the high eitan lishlan de takifihu. Now, where do you get this whole that eitan actually means strength? So the Gemara says kidichsiv because the pasuk says elsewhere in reference to the Cainy nation, eisan moshavecha, right? The eisan moshavecha, your dwelling place will be eisan, will be strong. And the pasuk goes on to say visim besela kinecha, your nest will be in a sela, in a rock. So we see that it's a very hard and strong thing. Yeah. So Eisan Moshevecha, so that's a reference to the strength. So that we see from the pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech that it was the month of the strong ones referencing the Avos. The Omer, and I'll bring you a further proof, it says, Shimu Harim Esriv Hashem. The pasuk says, let the mountains listen to the Riv Hashem, to the fight of Hashem. And so too, the Esanim, who are the most they are, who are the foundation of the land. The Esanim are the foundation of the land. They should also listen to the Riv Hashem. We see from this pasuk that Esanim and Harim are synonymous, right? And so Rabbeinu Chanana learns that Harim is a reference to the Avos, because Harim is Horim, like the parents. So that's another reference to the Avos. The Omer, and the pasuk says, Kol dol dehinei ze ba. This is from Ashir Ashirim. The voice of my beloved comes, medaleg al heharim, it skips over the mountains, and mekapetz al hagvos, and it jumps over the valleys. What does it mean, medaleg al heharim? Gemara says, medaleg al heharim bizchus Avos, meaning bizchus the harim, or the horim. In the merit of the Horim, of the Avos, so Hashem skipped over and predated the Geula. Mekapitza la Gvos bischus imahos. The Gvos are a reference to the Imos. I don't know why exactly, but Hashem jumped over the Gvos, meaning bischus the Imos, he brought forth the redemption. All right. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. He gets it from Yerech HaEsanim, the month of the strong ones. Rabbi Yeshua says, Minayin Sheben Nisan Noldu Avos. How do we know that the Avos were created in Nisan? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Vayehi Bishmonim Shana V'Arba Me'oshana. Let's say it's B'nei Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It was in the 480th year upon B'nei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. B'Shana Harvis, on the fourth year, B'Chodesh Ziv, in the Chodesh of Ziv. So what does it mean, Bachudesh Ziv? So the Gemara Darshins, Be'areach Shenoldu Bo Ziv Sane Olam. It's the month in which the Ziv Sane Olam, the shining people of the world, were created. Who are the shining people? They are the Avos. They are the ones that are always shining in Erez Chus. So we have Rabbi Eliezer, who learns it out from Takifi, from the word Yerech Eisanim. And we have Rabbi Yeshua, who learns it out from Yereach Chodesh Ziv. Right? From Ziv. So it says the Gemara of Haksiv B'Yerech Eisanim. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with the pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer brought of Yerech Eisanim? So he says, Yerech Eisanim is not a reference to the Avos. Yerech Eisanim over there in Tishrei is called Eisanim. It's called strong because Hasam de Takifi be Mitzvos. Because the month of Tishrei is strong in Mitzvos. Meaning, there's so many things. You got Sukkot, and you got Rosh Hashanah, you got the Shofar, and you got the Yom Kippur, and you got the Lulav and Esrog, and you got all these things. So all these Mitzvos are so, it's such a strong month, Ligabe Mitzvos, that's why it's called Yerech Eisanim. But the Eisanim is not a reference, he doesn't learn that it's a reference to the Avos. What does Rabbi Eliezer now do with the pasuk of Yerech of Chodesh Ziv? V'idach nami haksiv b'chodesh Ziv. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hahu de'ib isbe ziva le'ilane. This means that there is a shine for the trees. What does that mean? The Amr of Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says, Haiman de nafik b'yomad Nisan. A man who goes out, a person who goes out in the month of Nisan, v'chazi ilane de melav levi, and he sees trees that are beginning to sprout the flower,
the
right? They start to blossom. Before you get the actual fruit, you get a flower. Right. The flower grows, and then you get the fruit. So if you see the tree that has this flower, Omer, you should say the following bracha. This is halacha lamaisa, right? This is our berachas ha'ilanos. Baruch shalochiser me'olamo. Yes, is what we do. You say the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam shalochiser me'olamo klum. Who was not mechaser, he did not lack in anything in his creation. Ubaro bo brios tovos. And he created great creatures. The ilanos tovos. And beautiful trees lehisnaos b'han to get hana from them. In order for Bnei Adam to get hana from them. This is the bracha that you make on the trees. So it's mukhrach from here that many of the creations of the world are created just simply for the sake of the beauty. As even if a person is not going to get any hana from it, because as we see from the flower of a tree, we don't eat the flower of the tree. You're not going to get any hana other than recognizing the beauty of creation of the world. And so it's mukhrich from here that Hashem created certain things just stam for the beauty, so that man appreciates the beauty. And that's
the
berachah
that you want. That's how you know God.
Huh?
Rambam says that's how you know God. Through nature.
Right. Exactly. 100%. 100%.
That's why you made it like that.
Yeah. I went to a couple of years ago. I went to the what's it called?
Revival.
I can't even think.
Aquarium.
I went
aquarium.
I went to the aquarium in Baltimore, which is one of the better aquariums in the country. Yeah, it's wonderful. So anyway, I was looking in there, and I saw their fish that I had never seen before, and that I never thought were ever created. And it was just like astounding. And I remember thinking to myself, like, these fish are not even kosher. They don't have fins or scales. They're not even kosher. They're just down there just so you can recognize the Bria. Like how incredible the Borei Olam is. He created these fish with such beauty. I mean, the patterns on these fish is like, it's astounding. Like, I've never seen anything like that. And little tiny frogs that looked like Lego pieces. And I mean, I'd never seen anything. And these frogs, even if you touched them, they would sting you and you'd die. They were poisonous. So there is no purpose of these creations other than just to look at them and marvel at the Borei Olam. I mean, it's nothing like it. Nothing like it. I mean, I kind of after that visit that it's a mitzvah to go to the aquarium because you cannot appreciate
300,000 different types of ants in the world.
300,000 different types of ants. Right.
Like, why does the Rabbanu Shalom have to make 300,000 ants?
Right. Yeah. Unbelievable. Right. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, fine. That's my public service announcement. Manda Amar Benisa Noldu Benisa Mesu. The Gemara goes on to say, he who holds that the world was created in Nisan, i.e., Rabbi Yoshua, he holds that The person who holds that the avos were born in Nisan hold that they died in Nisan also. And Manda Amar B'Tishri Noldu B'Tishri Mesu, they hold that they died in the same day in which they were born. Not the same day, not the same year, but the same day.
Yeah.
Shenamar.
The same day?
What?
They died on their birthday?
Yes, they died on their birthday.
Rosh Rabbeinu. And seven,
but we're not talking about Rosh Rabbeinu. We're talking about the Avos.
It doesn't matter. It's the same category.
That's right. We'll see. The Gemara is going to bring a drasha to prove it. Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Aleihem Ben Mea Ve'Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I am 120 years today. Why does he say today? She'ein tam lemer hayom. Why does he have to say today? Just say, I'm 120. That'll be it. Sama tam lemer hayom. Hayom malu yom ayushnosai. Today is the day where I have completed my days and my years. L'lam decha, this teaches you, she'akadosh baruch hu yoshev. HaKadosh baruch hu sits. U'mamalish noseim shel tzadikim miyom liyom. Mechodesh lechodesh. He literally fills up the years of the tzadikim from day to day, month to month. Seems to say month to month, l'chora, because what if you had an Iber Shana? In Iber Shana, then Yom Yom wouldn't be good enough. If you were born on Yud Nisan and you were a tzaddik, then maybe you would taina that if you died on Yud Adar Sheni, that would be a complete year. So Mechodesh Chodesh is telling you you chop the extra, maybe. I don't know. Shenemar es mispar yamecha amale. The bracha says in the Torah, I will fill up the count of your days, meaning I will make sure that I was gozer, you live 76 years, it's going to be a full 76 years. It's going to be to the max. And that's the way tzaddikim are treated. Kachut asayra. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev. Right, the Lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits, meaning he's like, Hashem is like sitting there and like calculating, making sure that he's medactic in every second. Because the tzaddikim maximize every second of every day. For the regular people, you know, you can sleep through a day, and like it's no big deal. But for the tzaddikim, every minute, every second counts. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it counts for them, it counts for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's Yoshev, and he's Mamale, each person, their days and their months. Okay. That's a nice little brush.
Two psukim, right?
What?
We have two psukim.
Yeah, we have two psukim. Taka, why do we need both psukim? Why is it not enough to bring Moshe Rabbeinu? Why do we have to bring Esmis Panyachem Ale? I don't know. Is there an art scroll on this?
Yeah.
He brings it down. Bnei Yoshua. Okay, fine.
Well, the Pasuk says, fill up your days.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
In other words, people don't get to the cure. The Rosh Hashanah can't fill up their days in terms of, like, taking away the cure. I'm reading this as the Rabbon Shalom is causing the days to be filled up.
Right.
He doesn't cause the days to be filled up. The person uses the Bechira and causes the days to be filled up. It's like, then yeah. The Rabbon Shalom is, I'm going to fill up you. No, you're not.
Right.
The person uses the Bechira to get his days filled up, and then Rabbon Shalom gives him a scar for that.
Right.
So
but
I'm reading this passage and says,
Right. So, what does it mean that Amale? Obviously, it's in man's hands to do what he wants with the day.
Right,
so, when Hashem says, "I'm going to fill up your days," he doesn't mean I'm going to fill up your days with things that you're doing because that's up to man.
What
it means, I'm going to fill up your days, meaning I'm going to make sure that whatever day or whatever year I decree that you are going to die, I'm going to make sure that you maximize that year, meaning that you will fill up that year.
So the last year of their life will have the bechira taken away, and Hashem will just give them a matana.
What do you mean? If you're a tzaddik, then you're going to live the full your full year.
The pasuk seems to be saying the Rabbanu Shalom saying, "I'm going to do it for you."
Yeah, I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to give you a full year.
Meaning of what? Life?
Yeah, of life.
Just physical life.
Physical life.
Oh, okay,
that's all we're talking about. Physical life.
Okay.
What?
Don't
physical life. I'm going to give you. I'm going to fill it up. By the way, I heard a drasha. Amale is Bigmatria 72, right? So if the pasuk says Yamesh Nol Seinu Bohem Shivim Shana, typical man lives 70 years. So 70 plus the aside from the year in which you're born and the year in which you die, that's 72. Amale is a reference to the filling up the years that a person lives. All right.
I don't understand.
Take it or leave it. Okay. Yeah. David HaMelech says in Tehillim that man's years are 70.
70,
right? So if you learn what?
Or 80.
Right, if you're really strong, then it's 80. Rav Imbigvurus Shmonim Shana. But a typical man is 70. So he says if you exclude the year in which you're born and the year in which you die, which for some whatever reason wouldn't be in the calculation of the 70, but would be in the total calculation of your years, so that is Begematrius, the 72 of Amalek.
Yeah.
Got it?
It's a drasha. Take it or leave it. I didn't make the drasha.
How old did David HaMelech live to be?
70.
He lived 70. He lived 70, right? Because that 70 years,
he
that brachasa from Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was supposed to be 1,000 years. He only ended up being 930 because he gave 70 to David HaMelech. What?
He didn't get to have the strength to be 80?
He was lucky to get 70.
They didn't have weight.
He was lucky to get 70. He was supposed to die at...
Some people die at 39 and 40.
He was supposed to die at
39 and 40. You can't make this literal. You know what I mean? It's figuratively.
I don't know the
not
answer.
Not literal.
I don't know the answer. David HaMelech is predicting that he's not one of the strong ones. I don't know. That's a good question.
This pasuk, which I see is from Shmos, what is that pasuk really talking about if you look at the whole pasuk?
Which pasuk in Shmos?
Es ha-mispar yamecha amalei.
Oh, es mispar yamecha amalei is that's a bracha. That's a bracha that Hashem gives to Klal Yisrael if they follow the mitzvos. Es mispar malecha amalei. It's mishpatim. It's a mishpatim, right?
The end of mishpatim.
End of mishpatim. What is the context? What's the context?
It's talking about after the all these things are going to happen. Good things are going to happen. It's going to send all the goyim away.
Send all the goyim away. It's going to be all good stuff.
But you have it there, don't you? Have the whole pasuk?
I had the pasuk. I don't have the pasuk beforehand or afterwards.
Where it's from, though?
Yeah. One second. It's the end of Mishpatim.
Shmos.
So it's talking about
Shmos
23.
Pasuk 26. There's not going to be anybody stillborn. There's not going to be any woman who can't give birth. I'm going to fill up your days. Everybody's going to have
talking about
the land.
What? Mota Mashiach.
Yeah.
Because this Gemara is not talking about the land. It's talking about what he did with the Avos and with their days personally.
Right. Right. Okay.
Story after Mount Torah. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Weiter in the Gemara. We're in Bapesach Nolad Yitzchak. Bapesach Nolad Yitzchak. This is a very interesting Gemara. This is a fascinating Gemara. Fascinating. What?
This is a good thing.
Finally, we have no machlokes over here. But Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Listen to this, how the Gemara comes up with this. Kidechsev, as it says in the Pasuk, Lamo Eda Shuvaylecha, Ko'ez Chayal Sarabain. The Malach promised Avraham that Lamo Eid, in the coming holiday, in the coming Moed, in the coming Chag, I will return to you and Sarah will have a son. Now, when exactly did this happen? When did the Malachim visit Avraham? Pesach. This is a fascinating Gemara that is a Chaluki Deos. There are Midrashim Chalukim on when this happened. But listen to our Gemara. Our Gemara is fascinating.
Right? Isn't that Pesach?
Well, let's see. We will see. That you're quoting Tosas over here. You're already way ahead of me. This Gemara is not going to say that. The Gemara says like this. La moed ashuv elecha emas kai. When did the Malachim come to Avraham? Ilema b'Pesach. If you're going to tell me that they came to him on Pesach, the Ka'amrle Bad Seres, and they're telling him the next holiday, which is Shavuos, how is that possible? The Chamshin Yomin Mika Yalda. You want to tell me that Sarah gave birth 50 days after she was promised she was going to have a son? How does that happen? You can't give birth to a healthy child in 50 days. Ella the Koi Bad Seres, and if you're going to tell me that they came to him on Shavuos, and they promised him a son on the next holiday on Shavuos, that's too short. Also, the Kamalei B'Tishrei, they're telling him Tishrei, you're going to have a son. Akati B'Chamisha Yarchi Mika Yalda. She can't give birth in five months. You can't have a healthy child in 5 months. Ella Dekoy B'Chag. And if you're going to tell me that they came to him on Chag, on Sukkis, and they promised him a child on Pesach, what?
Wouldn't it have to be twins for a 6 month? Or that's a 7 month pregnancy.
Yeah,
right?
we're going to get there. Very good. Mika Yalda, Ella the Koi B'Chag, if you're going to tell me they came to him on Chag, on Sukkis, the Ka'amrle B'Nisan, and they told him that they're going to have a son on Nisan, that's still short, because Akati B'Shisa Yarchi Mika Yalda. That's only 6 months, and you can't give birth in 6 months. So now we're stuck. So the Gemara says, not so fast, yeah?
There's a kasha on all these kashas. The kasha is that they were completely lamalamina tevi. You're talking about a woman that gave birth at the age of 90. So you could just simply answer by saying everything was derek nes in LA. Everything was not normal. Everything was not way above the laws of tevi. Of course, yeah, for everybody else, 50 days would be no good, 5 months would be no good, but you're dealing with sari mana.
They still gave birth in 7 or 9 months.
Okay, that's maybe the answer. But I'm saying, Liza, it wasn't Lederek HaTevet. She got pregnant at 90 years old. It wasn't an Abraham. Everything was Lamalamina.
No, the creation, they were...
The answer I would give you, it's a good question. I didn't think about it. The answer I would give you, the short answer is, perhaps, if that would be the case, and let's say they came to him on Pesach, and they said, you're going to have a son in Shavuos 50 days later, it could be that maybe, if they gave birth on Shavuos, maybe it would give Sarah the feeling that it really wasn't the bracha of the malachim to begin with. It wasn't the bracha that gave me the son. I had been pregnant way before that. Mm. My pregnancy started months before that, and they happened to say that I was going to have a son, but I was already pregnant at that time. So it wasn't because of the bracha of the malach. So it required a more natural pregnancy and birth in order for her to really appreciate the bracha. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Sounds logical to me.
That's a good question. What?
Why does Lam Maye have to be the next yontif and not the next yontif that is the same as this one?
So that's what Tosa says. Lam Moed is a reference to the same Moed, Leha Moed. The same Moed as this one. That's what Tosa says.
Where is that
Tosa? Tosa's Dibra Maskel Ella. The first part of Tosa's is Matzdik our Gemara and says that it was in fact Tishrei that they came to him. It was Sukkis. And Tosas goes through how exactly that happens. Tosas brings a medrash, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, fascinating, that Avram had the milah on Yom Kippur, which means the malachim came to him 3 days later on the 13th of Tishrei. So Tosas goes through a whole cheshbon that the Gemara is going to reference
sukkah.
Also. But in any case,
that
was what?
You were singing the sukkah.
Yeah, maybe that was maybe Taka. That was
maybe.
Who knows? Who knows? At any rate, that first part of Tosas brings down is really Matzdik Ar Gemara. The second part of Tosas brings down that really the whole thing happened in Nisan, and La Moed is a reference to La Moed Kazeh, this time next year. Okay, Sarat Srita Bakoto. Okay, fine.
What means much better than Lama Wade is the next available Yomtiv.
The next available Yomtiv. Lama Wade, the next coming Yomtiv. That's what the Gemara, that's Pashtus in the Gemara.
The second Pshat Tosas is against the Gemara?
It's a Medrash. The Medrash, yeah, he quotes a Medrash. Second Pshat, it's a Medrash.
It could be against the Gemara.
Then it could be against the Gemara. It's Medrash Mechalukim. Right? Where does he quote it from? He quotes it from, he doesn't quote where it's from.
The Seder Olam.
Punch of Shadalam away, that means the next available Yomtiv.
Yes, and that's what our Gemara says, the next available Yomtiv. So, if you're going to say that he came to him on Tishrei, that can't be either, because if he came to him on Tishrei, 6 months later it would be Pesach, and we're still short, because 6 months is not doable. So the Gemara says, Tana, they learned, Oso Shana Mu'uberes Haisa. It was a leap year. Fantastic. A leap year, it's a 7 month. It came out to a 7 month, 7 month pregnancy, which is doable. You can have a 7 month pregnancy, but says the Gemara, wait a minute, no, you're still going to end up short. Why? Because sof kimadli mar yomi tuma batzriluhu. If you take into account Sarah's tuma, because it says in the Gemara that she was pirsanida. Sarah was pirsanida that day, which means she had to wait 7 days to go to the mikvah, 7 days to be with her husband. So it's 7 months. Minus. So you don't have full 7 months anymore. So now what are you going to say about that? You don't even have 7 months anymore.
Yeah,
you're rolling your eyes a little bit. You're like, wait a minute over here.
The Gemara
wants to say that if you're going to do a 7 month pregnancy, it's got to be at this point, it's got to be a full 7 months. But the Gemara says not so fast. Because Amar Marzutra says, Afila Lamanda Amar, even Lamanda Amar who says in Maseches Nida, which we're going to get to in approximately
1 year, 4 months,
32
days, and 74 hours.
Okay, 74 hours is multiple days. Yeah, okay, at any rate, you have a cheshbonus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, even according to the Manda Abar, who says that Yoledes Letisha Ina Yoledes Mekutoin, she who gives birth after 9 months does not give birth in 9 short months. Meaning, a woman who gives birth in 9 months is always a full 9 months of 30 days in each month. Nevertheless, Yoledes L'Shiva, a woman who does give birth in 7 months, can have an abridged pregnancy where it's 7 months minus. Yoledes L'Mukutoin, she can have shorter months. And so, as we see from the Pasuk, Shenema, Vayihilut Kufos Hayamim, it was in the seasons of days.
Thursday's
Aftar. Miut Tkufos Shtaim. Huh?
Thursday's Aftar.
Very good. Shkach, I didn't know that. It was in the Tkufos of days, the seasons of days. What does it mean, the seasons? So Miut Tkufos, the lesser of the Tkufos, of the seasons, is two. And how much is a season? One season is 3 months, because there are four seasons in a year. So every season is 3 months. So two tkufos is 6 months. Umiut yamim shnayim. And the miut of yamim is two. So you have 6 months and 2 days. So you can actually have Chana, who gave birth in 6 months and 2 days, it's 7 months minus. You can have that. It's shaykh to have
a 6 months of any number of days.
You can have seven, right, exactly. It's like our plus. It's like our famous into the sixth hour, waiting into the sixth hour. Whatever. It's not. There's no tzush, though.
At least 2 days.
What?
At least 2 days. 6 months or 2 days.
Yeah.
After 7 months, and then you have to, after 7 months, then.
After 7 months, then you then your months apparently have to be complete. But if you're a 7 month a baby haver, then baby haver, you can have your baby in 7 months. A baby, you can have your baby and eat it too. So you can do it in 6 months plus. Okay, very good, fascinating Gemara. But Rosh Hashanah nifkada Sarah. On Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered. Now I heard somebody told me. Rabbi Pia told me that that there was some Manda Amar that Shmuel Pia,
Pia,
he's fantastic. He's like, he's a lovely gentleman. Anyway, he told me that there's some Mefarshim understand Nifkada as she conceived on that month. But anyway, Rosh Hashanah, the Pashas says Nifkada means she was remembered, and that's the Pashas that we're comparing it to Rosh Hashanah. But in any case, Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel V'Chana. Sarah Rachel and Chana were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Minalan, from where do we get this from? Amar Rabbi Laza says Asya Pekida Pekida Asya Zechira Zechira. We have this. No machlekes in this either. We have a two-fold Gzeira Shava. One of Pekida Pekida and one of Zechira Zechira. How so? Ksiv baRachel. It says when it comes to Rachel, Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel, Hashem remembered Rachel. Uksiv baChana, and it says by Chana, Vayizkoreha Hashem. Hashem remembered her. So we have two zechiras, one legabe Rachel and one legabe Chana. Vaasya zechira zechira mi Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah it says zechira dechsiv Shabbason zichron trua. It's Shabbason zichron trua. It's a time to remember the trua. So you have zikaron. You have three zechiros: one by Rachel, one by Chana, and by Rosh Hashanah. So we know Rachel and Chana were remembered on Rosh Hashanah because of the Gzeira Shava Zechira Zechira. However, how do we know anything about Sarah? So, Pekida Pekida, we have a Gzeira Shava Pekida Pekida from Sarah.
Once you have that, then you.
Ksiv Bechana, it says by Chana, Ki Pakar Hashem is Chana. Hashem remembered Chana. Uksiv Besara, and it says by Sarah, Vashem Pakar is Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah Kashyamar, right? That he remembered Sarah. So, as we learn, so actually, we're learning out from Sarah, Pekida Pekida, to Chana, and Chana to Zechira of Rosh Hashanah. We don't even learn the remembrance of Sarah being on Rosh Hashanah directly from Rosh Hashanah. We only learn it because we have Gzeira Shava to Chana, and we have Gzeira Shava from Chana to Rosh Hashanah. Just unbelievable. We have the whole Kriyas HaTorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah is about Hashem Pakar et Sarah, because the Pekida happened on Rosh Hashanah, which is only an indirect remembrance. Because it's only as a result of linking it to Chana that we have such an idea that the Pekida happened on Rosh Hashanah. It's fascinating. What's interesting is that we could have had the Kriyas HaTorah of Rachel.
Right,
it makes more sense. I mean, it's a much more direct Gzeira Shava. But the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara makes it to Sarah.
It says
by Rachel and Chana. It doesn't say Zachar by Sarah. Yet we are Kriyas HaTorah is by the Zechira of Chana. Okay, so it's very interesting,
what
right?
What does the word Pekida mean?
Zav Torah.
The Kriyas HaTorah in Rosh Hashanah. What do we read? Oh. We read about the Parsha of Sarah. Hashem Pakad as Sarah. First, but the whole Pekida is only as a result of linking it to Chana.
Taftorah is about Chana.
Yeah, Taftorah is about Chana, which makes sense. But again,
the second name makes sense.
What's the question?
What does the word Pekida mean?
Remembered. Literally remembered. There are those that say conceived.
As opposed
but
to Zechira.
Which also a type of remembering, yeah.
Okay.
Again, there are those who learn Pekida as meaning conceived. But I think the pashtus is that he remembered her, which is the link to Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Zikaron. But at any rate, it could be that the vart is you could say al derech drash.
The kid is much stronger than
you could see al derech drash like this. What is Rosh Hashanah all about? What is Rosh Hashanah all about? See, we do a mitzvah, we do an aveirah.
Giving the answer.
So we what?
Giving the answer to.
No, I'm giving a vart. I'm giving a vart. The vart is like this. I think maybe the vart's like this. What is Rosh Hashanah about? Rosh Hashanah is about. We do a mitzvah, we do an aveirah, we do an act, right? So we only see, we only appreciate the direct impact of the mitzvah that we do. You learn Torah, so it has a certain impact, direct impact on you. You do a mitzvah for somebody, you walk an old lady across the street, you give tzedakah, so you see, you can appreciate the direct impact. What we don't appreciate, what we don't see, is the indirect impact that every mitzvah has. It's like a game of pinball, where you hit the ball, and you can't even imagine how many different things that one ball can hit. And you have a little thing on the bottom that tells you the total score, and that's the only way you can appreciate all the impact that ball has.
Cause and effect, yeah.
But we can't appreciate all the things that are the impact, the effect that our mitzvahs have, the indirect effect that it has. But Rosh Hashanah is a day where Hashem accumulates all of it. And Hashem is the
only judge.
He's the only judge, and he's the one who can gather all of the indirect impacts that one mitzvah you have collectively, and he can say this is who you are based on the fact that based on all the figures, all the total score, your total score on the bottom. What? My point is that pakad is an indirect. Is an indirect relationship to Zechira.
It's like visitation.
Who said that?
He said the word Pakad is a much stronger word than Zechira.
He
Pakad the Mitzrayim.
Pakod Yivkod Elokim Eschem.
Okay. Pakod is like a stronger word.
It's even better. It's even better.
It's a direct
hit.
Hashem visited.
Hashem Pakad. There's nothing you can't do nothing about.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Very good. Yeshayah.
It's not a zechira.
Very good. Was that your vart? That's very good. Did you learn that somewhere? That was your vart.
What?
Who learned it? What? Yeah, because it's stronger.
Some rishon or something.
Very good. Okay, it's in your mind.
That makes sense.
Yeshayah. Very nice. Let's wrap up this Gemara. Further, two lines on the end. Rosh Hashanah, Yatzi Yosef, and Beis HaSurim. Yosef left the jail on Rosh Hashanah. Minalan, from where do we get that from? Dechsev. No machlokes. Everybody agrees with this. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer both agree with this. Shkoyach. Minalan, from where do we get this from? Dechsev. Because the pasuk says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu, on the month in which the moon is covered up, you shall blow the shofar, which is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Ki chok li Yisrohu mishpat l'lukei Yaakov. It's a time of din, a time of mishpat. So it's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. And the next pasuk says, Edus b'Yosef samo b'tzeiso l'eretz Mitzrayim. This is an Edus that he placed for Yosef when he went out to Mitzrayim. When did he go out to Mitzrayim? The day that he was taken out of jail. And he went out to Mitzrayim. He became the ruler of Mitzrayim on that day. So that means that he was taken out, Yosef was taken out of jail on the day of Rosh Hashanah.
Shir Shayom
Rosh Hashanah, right? Non-coincidentally. Very good. But Rosh Hashanah batla avoda ma'avoseinu. On Rosh Hashanah, the avoda from our fathers was what? That what? Yes, exactly. Right, exactly.
Anyway, this is the same because it's Thursday.
Oh, very good. It works out. On Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda Me'avoseinu, everybody agrees that the Jews stopped working on Rosh Hashanah. Ksiv Hacha, because it says over here in Shmos, V'hotzesi Eschem Mitacha Sivlos Mitzrayim, I'm going to take you out from underneath the burdens of Mitzrayim. Ksiv Hasam, and it says in the same Tehillim, where it says, Eidus B'hosu Samo B'tzeis O'leres Mitzrayim Svasa Yidati Eshma, Hasirosi Misev El Shichmo, I removed from their burdens from their shoulders. So we see Sivlos Mitzrayim and Sevel is both there is a Gzera Shava of Sevel, and so we see that Hasiros Misevel Shichmo, that they were removed from the working on Rosh Hashanah. All of this happened, the Sivlos and the Sevel happened on Rosh Hashanah.
Another reason why it's Shishni.
Ah, very good.
Two reasons.
The Nisan Nigalu. A Nisan, they were redeemed, because the Isa, as we brought down, and we know that they were Nigal on Nisan from Mitzrayim. And Betishrei Asidin Ligoel. According to Rabbi Yeshua, they're going to be, the Jewish people are going to be, yeah, this is a Machlekes, as we'll see, the Jewish people are going to be Nigal eventually on in Tishrei, which is going to be in a few days, hopefully, with Hashem. Asya shofar, we can learn Xer Shavar shofar. Ksiv Hacha, because it says over here, Tiku Bachuda shofar, Bekesiyam Chagenu, right? You should blow on the shofar. Ksiv Hasam, Bayamahu, Yitaka Bashofar Gadol. On that day, the day of Geula, Yitaka Bashofar Gadol. They're going to blow on the great blast. So, That's that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says everything happened in Tishrei is happening in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer ben Nisan Nigalu, that they were redeemed in Nisan and ben Nisan Asitin Ligoil. They're going to be redeemed eventually in Nisan. Minalan, from where do we get that from? Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim. It is a night of Shimurim. Now Shimurim literally means it's a night of where you're being protection, where you're going to be watched, you're going to be guarded. But Shimurim can also mean to be mitzapeh, to look forward to something. So it's a day that is Leil Shimur Uba Meshishes Mebreishes. It is a day that is destined from Sheshes Mebreishes, meaning it is destined for the Geula. So that's how he understands Leil Shimurim, as you know, like it says by Yaakov Aviv Shamaras Adavar. He was mitzapeh. He was like waiting for it to happen. So it's a day that was that the day of Geula is Weva Hashem. Yisheves Mebreishes is waiting for the Geula to happen. The Idach. So what does the other guy say? In other words, this is a good raya for Rabbi Yeshua, who says Leil Shimurim. It's a reference to the Nisan. The Nisan is going to be the time of Geula. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with that? Leil Shimurim. The Idach, he says, Leil Laila Hamashumar Uba Min Amazikin. It's a Laila that is protected from Mazikin, from any. You don't say Kriyash Malamita, and you can have Dalat Kosos. You don't have a problem of Zugos and all that stuff. Kosos points out over here very quickly that Rabbi Yeshua is molded to Rabbi Eliezer. It's true that it's a time of Leil Hamashumar Min Hamazikin. Everybody agrees to that. Rabbi Yeshua says both Rushas. He says it's a Laila Hamashumar Min Hamazikin, but Leil Hamashumar Uba Lasid Lavu as well.
You're not going to finish?
No, we're going to stop right here because this is where the...
This
is where the mazalos come in. I sent an email earlier today saying that Rabbi Ari Rosenstein is going to give Monday night.
You're not going to come?
I'm going to come. For sure I'm going to come. But he's very good. I'm saying he's very good at mazalos. He knows, yeah. I mean, I can tell you what it says, but he really... Yeah, it's really... It's very... Yeah, it's hard and he's very clear. He's very, very clear.
Why isn't the...